to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, Pinduka, we got a new vocalist in the network. Eh?
A new vocalist. Let me take a guess.
Yeah.
The only person who sounds amazing speaking, yeah, is not even us, the people who speak the entire time. It's Fact Checker.
And you are correct.
Oh. Yeah, because she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
And she always gets complimented on her voice. It's amazing. She sounds like that Sal C lady. Remember the old Sal C
for yourself.
Sultry, sexy, soft, and comforting.
Tuso sent me the song and he said, please listen from 4 minutes because that's when Fat Checker's on.
Damn, how many people are on the song?
Yeah.
It's either a deep house song or...
Yeah.
Why is she starting at 4 minutes?
Fat Checker, tell us about the song. How did it come about?
Oh, no, I just wanted to hop on something. I was trying to see if I could dabble in the music thing.
You're tired of hopping on some dick.
I wanted to say she wanted to hop on something for a change. They don't see it with a second board. That's what I wanted to say, and you beat me to it. But you just put it flat, you know?
Let me hop on something.
Yeah, you set yourself up. I wanted to hop on. I was like, oh, my God, here it's coming. My head on. But I'm ready to aim, make shot first.
Come on, let go, wow. I need to try something new. Like, imagine.
Yeah.
I need to try something new. And then I told Tuso, like months back, that I'd actually like to try singing.
Yeah.
So he hooked me up with Lute. And then I told Lute that I'm not as confident.
Sir J. Lute?
Yes, Sir J. Lute.
That's my nigga, man.
So
yeah, shout out.
I told him that I'm not as confident with doing a whole track by myself. So he played something that wasn't complete as yet. And I really liked it. Like, it was a really nice message.
Mm.
So I basically hopped on it. And he's a person who said that I should sing in a language that I'm comfortable with, which is Sesotho.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah.
You want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Yes,
is it about struggle, Magozi asking for blessings? We know piano lyrics.
Three steps. But it's along those lines.
What would Jesus say? What would Jesus do?
WWJD, remember those verses, those respects. WWJD in primary school.
It doesn't have abogogo, ghosty. It's actually a prayer to God for our parents.
Let's hear it. First time ever, Fat Checker hopping on a beat.
With F-A-X.
Boosie
Facts.
I
like Boosie Facts. And it also sounds like Boosie Effects.
Mm. Yes.
You know? Boosie Facts. Boosie Facts.
Done, Boosie. You got a hit.
Yeah.
You got a hit loading. Eh?
Yeah. That's a beautiful one. Man.
You're the only one now without a hit.
Yeah?
beautiful, man.
Well done, Busi.
Is the song coming out Busi, soon or are you Busi still fact. Just like...
We're still going like back to fact. Studio, or I've been going back to studio with him.
Yeah.
We're actually trying to work with Gamo and Mzizi. Trying to see
Mzizi's
exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I know him from growing up. So we're trying to see exactly how Mzizi. We can... What's also a gang? Oh, Bloemfontein,
yeah. Oh yeah, he's a Sotho guy.
Yes, so
that's the guy who sings one C. Wow, yeah. Wow, well done. Cool. Continue to be beautiful, Busi.
Yeah.
Oh wow, man.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yeah. Soliano is here. Tibler is here. Of course, ladies here. Dudu is here. Shots is here. Yeah. Tato is here. Yeah. Newo is here. Yeah. Busi Fax is here. Some viewers, yeah. Where do you guys want to start, man? Scorpion Kings, how was it for you guys, man?
Oh, beautiful moment, beautiful, man. Yeah. Historic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was there till 11. We left because I had a gig in Midrand.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful.
Who was performing when you left?
I think Pori had just started. Pori with the jeans, right? With the denim outfit had just started because it was the whole Limpilo, Uhuru, Mafikizolo, Oskiro period of the night. And then Pori had just started.
Oskiro was there?
Yeah, 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 dog.
Fuck, I was so lit, dog.
I was in the stands, dog.
I was in the stands. I was in the pits. I was in the stands with the people. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was in the presidential suite where I thought you'd be.
No. I gave away my tickets to Tuso.
Oh, that's Jason. How he made it there. Yeah. I saw Tuso and Jason. Yeah.
Now I wanted to be in the middle of the whole tap, my man.
Mm. Oh, yeah, but you hate, like, not that you hate people, but you also want to be there and enjoy your like, you almost want to be unknown there.
No, I had
so
a nice
how did
disguise.
You handle that?
No, I had some glasses.
No,
and
they could see you. At some point, people were taking pictures of you.
Oh, they
it
saw you.
It got uncomfortable for us. It was too much.
Yeah, because now they're looking for you, right?
They didn't know Ghost Lady was with
you. No.
But you had to keep quiet. Stay quiet.
No one checked our tickets, eh? You just walked in, bro.
Yeah.
Hold on. You just walked in.
Yes, because the tickets have gate numbers. So when we went to the gate that we're meant to enter in, the lady had no idea what was going on. So she's like, go to the other gate. And eventually, like, there was only one gate working. And there was a stampede and people were just going in. No one checked our tickets.
Which gate get a was Pori at?
This is a gatekeeper.
You accused me of that.
No, I guess he had lived.
No, I'm kidding, man. But that's fucked up. The security didn't do their job.
Nah, the security was
security
not...
let the company down. Everybody else.
The organizers on that part, like in terms of ticketing, because people didn't have wristbands. You just enter, and at some point, you could actually go to anywhere. You remember a wristband will set you for a certain place.
Mm.
Like you can't move between the
it's allocated. Yeah, to avoid overcrowding in one place, exactly. They evenly spread the tickets.
Because apparently, they said the wristbands got finished at some point. So obviously now they were just like, go through.
Nah, but it was an amazing show. I mean, I get that. That didn't inconvenience anyone, I'm assuming. I mean,
thank God.
Yeah,
we didn't
that didn't
have a
inconvenience
stampede on anything.
Free people.
Yeah,
but the show was beautiful, man. The whole round circular stage was beautiful. Mm. The performances were really amazing. Tato Hat was amazing, bro. I really loved. But one thing I picked up was, And correct me if I'm wrong, right? Because a lot of artists, because there was obviously Scorpion Kings and Friends, and a lot of artists who are friends of Scorpion Kings, meaning featured on their songs, first performed the songs they were featured on with Scorpion Kings, right? Like Angelic would perform Nanatula and all the other songs he has, and then perform his song, right? Like Shere Shakeza. Nkosazana Daughter also performed the songs she has with, what's the guy? King of Limpopo,
Master KG.
Yeah. And then, but I was waiting for, did she perform Mokoko?
Who?
Ulentuza, Uthato Hati.
No.
And that's her biggest song. I mean, next to Abantwana Bakho, that is her biggest song, and she didn't perform it. I found that to be very strange.
When they performed Abantwana Bakho, we were just walking in. We had just arrived.
For real.
And I thought they'd close with it, bro.
Oh, dude, no. I thought they were going to close with Abo Amazwe towards the end. Even Imitando Zayako, I rocked it. And that's testament to the kind of catalog they have, though.
You know? What did they close with then?
It was Folka. Folka closed because I remember we were.
We left when Folka was performing.
Oh, so Naki Folka Pendula was like literally a closer.
I think so. I was in crutches by that time.
We were walking you out.
So you passed out.
No, I got home, bro.
I remember, bro. The plan was to go to second location, third location. We were all shocked. Like, guys, this is our life. We're all going home because of Mac.
At the stands, but not on your feet.
Yo.
My nigga. So you passed out on the chairs. At least there were chairs.
Not the chairs. No. We passed out in the car once we got.
But also, I started from the stands. You were awake.
But from the as walking out already, he was out. Like, oh, it was just man. Like, you know.
It's those kind of nights, bro. You're experiencing history, you know?
Yeah.
It was really,
did you see Davido, Mac? Oh, you don't even remember.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, you see, he was out.
Yeah, I missed that. I think I heard him. I heard him, but we were still in the stands.
When Davido was performing, and Mac was already out there. Yeah.
I missed that part, man. And also, I'm seeing people hating on Pori. I think that's like the time to give him his praises, because that's when you realize the tenacity of the guy's, you know, a career. Like, it's just relenting, wave after wave, genre after genre. Because to think, I mean, he started same time as the likes of your Claps and Olympilo, who were part of Uhuru, and the fact that he took it this far.
Mono T, 0.5.
That era, there was a guy who did Bashanyana. Oh, that's Mono T. Yes, because it was monotone. Remember? Invitation to Dance or something. Yeah, monotone. But, you know, and
Durban started, Lights. Who are those Durban? Shumaya.
Yeah, bro. To think Pori was there and then went into GOM. Then went into GOM.
Oh, yeah.
Even the GOM stuff they didn't perform, right? And then, Piano. You know what I mean? And the fact that he caught it at like a very, you know, grassroots level, and he made it. He was the one person who single-handedly had a huge effect on the whole thing. I mean, the fact that kids are wearing fake clothes and, you know, trying to dress like Pori, because he came in with it already, successful as a businessman and record label owner and the founder of Talents and. So, of course, he had to be himself, and that was the influence that it had, which is good because now you're seeing cleaner brands, you know, as much as we may be against materialism, but it's also plays a role into cleaner brands as far as the aesthetics. But then people were also going like, it felt like a Pori show. It felt like they didn't give him a symphonic, so he had to organize his own. No, that's what somebody said. Hold on. And I don't like that, because the thing is, we saw what happened. Kabza had his time as well, which is also 90% of the Scorpion King's catalog is majority Kabza's production. But obviously the Pori part will stick out more because he's performing. You know, he's not just behind decks playing songs that are his, but he's also performing them because he's more versatile than Kabza.
Can Kabza perform though?
No, he's not a typical old school DJ. I do the talking on the decks.
My music does the talking for me. You know what I mean? So of course there'll be almost like chalk and cheese when you compare the two segments starts feeling like a Pori show.
True.
But truth be told, you know? And also Pori has got a bigger catalog, which then opened up for Mafizolo to come on stage.
Which was amazing.
So cut the guys some slack, man.
For me, I don't want to sound like a hater. It was a beautiful show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But when I woke up that day, bro, I thought we were going to be feasting, bro, on Scorpion Kings. You know what I mean? Because I remember when I was at Madison Square and Black Coffee was performing, right? He was DJing for like 3 to 4 hours.
Whoa.
And then in between his set, like the people he worked with would come and perform. And then he'd go on to the next song. So I thought that was the vibe that was going to be there that night. Because like you say, the catalog was so strong. So I thought essentially from like maybe 8 or 9, they're going to start DJing until the end. But while they're DJing, People come in and out during the performances. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a one-man show. Like yes. Shimza one, that's yes. a one-man show.
That's what I was expecting.
People come in and out.
Yes, because I mean, in all honesty, the guys were great. Mafikizolo was amazing. Mm. Stjaba was amazing.
Everybody killed it.
Mlindo. Mlindo was nice to see him. But for me personally, I was there for Scorpion Kings, you know?
Yeah.
Because you get to see these guys on big festivals.
Yes.
Like every big festival has Stjaba, has Casper, Questa. We've all seen them. But I was like, yo, where is the Kabza's Mbali? Mbali Mshova.
Mshova, do you understand
what I'm saying? Tender love. Love you tonight. Something Soweto.
Okay, something
will
get the politics.
No, no, but let's put politics aside, dog.
It's one
night of history, dog.
Ah, come on. After what happened to Mess Music, biggest songs of his career.
Okay, maybe he doesn't perform there, but play the songs in the sets.
Oh, yeah, because do you know which artist was not there, but the songs was performed by another artist, apart from Kaifas?
Yeah.
Sir Trill.
Yeah.
Realize,
Taliwanga
did it.
So,
you know, they could have done it, but also, I think Taliwanga can easily do a Sir Trill verse and vice versa.
Yes.
Vice versa. But, hey, something Soweto. There's going to be too much pressure for somebody to do a whole something Soweto, especially songs that people love so much. Unlike Amufaku doing Matswale for a young crowd, right? But for a crowd that was there when these songs were being released by Something Soweto and Scorpion Kings, it's going to be a tall order to do a Something Soweto song.
It felt like it was a Sony Music Festival. And then Scorpion Kings were just booked. Like, I didn't get that. Yeah, I didn't get that.
You know,
like, I wanted more,
all
man.
Those guys from, not all those guys are from... Why Sony? Are all the artists, were majority of them from Sony?
I think there might be. I mean, even the whole conversation with the stage that... the stage was for another gig on Saturday. An Afrikaans gig.
Oh, the Afrikaans Festival.
Yes. Yeah, which is owned by Sony as well. Yeah.
Oh, wait. There was a festival following there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that stage belonged to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So every year they have that stage at Krone Festival.
Krone Festival. So what it's called. Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, but I think that's neither here nor there because it's not like they close at 8 o'clock to say, wait, tomorrow there's another show. It felt like a main show. For me, it felt like
No, it did, wasn't.
Not finding that out, I was like, oh. Okay, it didn't feel like a curtain raiser for another show. It truly felt like they owned the stage. Mm. For me, it felt like that. But I get you, and also
like even people could what's have that been... song, man? With my keys, Dumelang Coco.
Didn't perform it.
Dog.
Okay, nice. See,
As a Scorpion King fan, I wanted to feast, bro.
I wanted to,
when you play soccer, the coach will always tell you leave your soul and bear on the field.
Yes,
like when
leave it all on the field. Yeah.
After the concert, I wanted to feel like I heard all the songs that I love.
You wanted to be those people who post. At Kabza Poro, you owe me nothing. You owe us nothing. But you felt like you still owe. You still owed something.
Yeah, okay.
That's a great way of putting it. And no one can fault you for it because there was a time. And guys, it was an amazing show.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Don't give me
that's what I'm saying. I don't want to sound like a hater.
Yeah, but yeah, it didn't feel like they exhausted Scorpion King.
I think, can I share why I understand what you guys are saying? I remember when Davido was, because Davido also was played for long. Like he was singing, there were so many songs that at some point it felt like a Davido show. And then I'm like, then it felt like as if Kabza and Pori had left and now they probably had another gig and forgot their own show.
Oh, wow.
So that's, I literally felt, and then obviously it was, who closed?
Foka.
So if anything, you'd assume that they were supposed to close. And
bring,
you know,
everyone on stage and then perform. Abantwana ba.
Yeah, because Abantwana ba has so many features, right? Yeah.
It feels like, no, they probably left. They had other gigs. They abahambile, and then it was like, "Hey guys, bamba nina, and we'll see. We are
so, they should ask Black Coffee. Black Coffee, when he performs, is bega mina ngetwa the whole night.
Thank you. I get it.
Yeah, like Africa Rising. I remember that DVD. Yeah, because there was a moment when I thought to myself, ish. Look, I mean, I'm a music guy, you know. I love the music. I was enjoying my Mafikizolo. But it was particularly at that moment during their performance when I was like, ish, if you're a piano head and Scorpion King's lover, there were moments where you were like, totally, totally not interested.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
If if like okay now, you know, but yeah, but maybe they're setting up for like an annual festival. Yeah. Maybe they want to set it up for an annual festival. And then next year it's going to be Scorpion Kings presents.
How was the because suite? How was the suite? Did you see anyone?
Nah, man, I'm off sugar, so I didn't. I didn't experience the suites. Nah, the suites were okay, bro.
Yeah.
I wore the Sony suite. Shout out, thank you, Sony. Shout out to Sony. Shout out to Malachi as well for hooking us up, man. And everybody at Sony, Sean Watson, everybody. The suites were okay. Mm. They were suites. It was just like with Are you also in terms of what? Did I bump into anyone? Did I see anyone?
Yeah.
Nah, I just saw Rufilwe, Ramokhaswe, shout out. Sorry, I think I butchered your surname, Grootman. Obviously, Sean Watson. I didn't see Malachi. Bumped into... Ooh! I saw Kweps.
Who's that?
Tuli Lok.
Oh, Lok,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, but
yes.
You know, I saw her greeted, you know. She doesn't like what we've said, that she's a gatekeeper, you know, and she was like, "Dude, I was wrong." Well, she didn't say that, but we've once spoke on like DMs when I was drunk and I complimented on something she had said, and she was like, "But you fucking said, you fuckers said I'm a fucking gatekeeper." Yes, I was like, "Oh, wait, oh, look, sorry, you know."
Yeah.
But yeah. But she was kind enough to greet. Mm. That's Gabs and Pori's manager, by the way.
Mm.
And I didn't see a lot of people, bro. To be honest, I was in my little corner with my dudes. Tucky came through at a much later stage. Yeah, I saw Loot Love, and I told her, I was so disappointed. I was meant to do a podcast with you the one day, and I think you pulled out because, you know, somebody said you must pull out. She was like, no, the girls needed something, her twins.
Oh,
remember one of the shows you were not here? She was meant to stand
in. Shit.
Yeah.
Does that mean I gotta go away so she can come stand in?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Those are orders.
Yeah.
Tall orders.
Yeah.
But it was chill, dog. It was a sweet. It wasn't any, no fireworks. Nah.
What was the chat about chilled. This NYDA thing with Scorpion Kings? What was that all about, Coast Lady?
They were a sponsor, right? So they had partnered with the Scorpion Kings events.
Yeah.
And obviously people were criticizing because NYDA is supposed to be supporting the youth,
National
Youth and Development Agency
in
NYDA.
Oh, they actually put out a statement. Let me read the statement for you.
Okay.
NYDA has clarified that its recent collaboration with music duo Scorpion Kings involved no financial transactions.
Oh.
Around 150 participants from the NYDA's National Youth Service Program gained hands on experience at the Scorpion Kings live event, assisting with event management, ushering, and stage operations. Maybe that's why we didn't get tagged.
Yeah, maybe that's why. They put people there who don't know what
they're doing. They're already corrupt. They give them to maybe friends and family. Maybe.
Alleged.
NYDA CEO Ndumiso Kubeka emphasized that the initiative focused on skills development and mentorship rather than monetary support, stating the collaboration amplifies the value created through the creative and cultural industry in the creation of employment for young people and social cohesion. The agency reaffirmed its commitment to providing youth with exposure and practical experience, highlighting the initiative as part of a broader strategy to foster careers in arts, culture, and entertainment nationwide. So what's your take, Pinduka?
Nah, man. NYDA. The thing is, okay, fair enough. I hear them. It wasn't a financial investment, which would have been terrible. You know, because we're sitting in a country where
unemployment
is huge.
Hectic.
The youth, even those that have business ideas, when they knock on banks, they get turned down. When they knock on the NYDA, maybe for loans or whatever services they're meant to be providing, they also don't get them. I mean, earlier on, remember in Parliament when there was the shortlisted NYDA board of directors who were being interviewed. And the guys, there were guys from ANC who are also beneficiaries in other places.
Hooray.
Yeah, remember the guy who didn't even have an idea of what he was talking about who played the video here?
Yeah,
all of that was happening at the NYDA, you know? So, I mean, those were the best of the best that were shortlisted by the NYDA.
Yeah.
So I still feel like the NYDA is shortchanging the youth of South Africa, nonetheless. Especially because you want to use moments like these to show as if you're doing something, you know? I know that there were some kids volunteering.
What are they supposed to do? What is NYDA for?
Exactly what? Please Google what's NYDA there to do? And they're meant to do it at a grand scale, empower the youth.
How? What? So if I have a business, I approach them for funding.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, remember even in Parliament with those that asked...
partnering with billionaires.
No. They do, but that's nothing. They should be doing way more, is what I'm saying. Okay. What they did with the Scorpion Kings, it's okay. But it feels like it's just been done so that their logo can be slapped on a Scorpion Kings poster that everybody in the country will see. And it's like, oh, yeah, they're doing something. Mm. When the actual real work is the groundwork. And one of the guys got asked by the portfolio committee, the beneficiaries of NYDA, and he could barely mention a long list. There was like a few companies that he mentioned, you know, and God knows how connected they are.
So oh, I feel like shout out to Prasa. Oh, that was dope to see, man. People were taking trains from like 1 a.m.
Was it the Hull train as well? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People were so happy with that.
Yeah.
People, and it was safe. It looks safe. And the Hull train as well. Yeah. Shout out. Yeah. People, apparently they were happy with. But we normally see this value with the rugby games, you know, where.
And the derby,
yes. Yeah. Where there's trains available, especially if it's Ellis Park or,
late
you know.
Late at night even.
Yeah. Okay. Or there's a train station nearby or Hull train. So yeah, shout out to that. But with NYDA, it's good and well that they didn't. But generally, they should do better by the South African youth.
Got some comments from the chillers. The biggest tragedy about the current government is that their reputation is so tarnished that even when they do correct initiatives, we will not know the difference.
Exactly.
Last one saying, this time around, I believe the NYDA, I was there at the concert. The young kids were the ones checking our tickets, giving us armbands and marshals. They could be in the NYDA program. And when such opportunities come, they are called through to assist and perhaps paid by the NYDA and not Scorpion Kings paying NYDA for their services. Yes, for check
out. So they let us in for free, the NYDA kids.
Ah, bro, it's 50,000 people. You're going to be overwhelmed, bro.
Yeah, shame.
Answer the question that you guys had on what is the NYDA's mission. Their mission involves promoting economic participation, job creation, and sustaining livelihoods and social coercion. So basically, they're trying to address the whole issue of poverty and unemployment in our generation and our government.
They haven't been doing well, man. They haven't been performing optimally, to be honest. Let's be real.
Well, they bought us this roadcaster. I mean...
Oh, for real?
What is that, Ghost Lady?
Hi, Makai.
For real? Okay, wait. Tell us. So
Yeah, we had the old one. Because we interviewed the
they'll be proud.
The CEO, Wasim or something. It was an Indian guy back at the time, back in the days, Wasim. We interviewed him and then he felt so sorry for us because we came in there with an old mixer and we're struggling.
Oh.
He's like, all right, what would you guys need help with? Like, yeah, well, man, if you can get us a roadcaster, bro, that would be amazing. And then they sent us like 20-30K. Then we've got a roadcaster.
Oh, shout out. That's shout beautiful. Out. Okay. Okay. I hope more other businesses can benefit as well. But well done to that. Yeah. I mean,
what's
NYDA?
His name, the CEO?
So. Wasim. Yeah, here you go. Here's the episode right
Wasim.
Here.
Wasim.
Yeah.
Who was doing camera? Was it?
Who
was
doing editing? Why is he yellow?
Why is he yellow?
Yellow was free. Yellow was see. Yassim was see.
The grading.
Yassim was see him, dog. Wasim in yellow. Wasim in yellow. That guy is yellow, bro.
Wasim flames.
Yo. Wasim flames. Drop it.
Anyway, Coast Lady, before we get to you, for all tennis fans out there, the US Open is in full swing and the action from the hard courts in New York has been absolutely incredible. And to make the final Grand Slam of the year even more exciting, our friends at Hollywoodbet are serving up a fantastic offer. You can stand a chance to win your share of 50,000 rands in cash or betting vouchers. Getting your entry is as easy as picking a winner. All you have to do is place a bet of 50 rand or more on any match during the 2025 US Open Tennis Championships. Click the link below. It's our pinned comment and use the promo code CHILLERS. It's that simple, Penduka.
Yeah, good luck, man.
All right, Coast Lady. lady, what you got for us?
So there's this story, guys, regarding Musa Kawola. So he's currently there's some health concerns. Just like some alarms being raised regarding his health currently, because he's in prison.
Yeah.
He's still in prison.
Sun City,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. So sources close to the 33-year-old social media personality have told, this article was on News24, that Kawola is struggling with poor health, relying heavily on friends for essential supplies like food, toiletries, and medication.
Wait, hold on there. What does that mean? So friends can send you stuff while you're in prison? Oh shit! Yeah. For real,
but also, the food in prison should be able to sustain you, right? And clothes and the tracksuits and stuff.
There's a lot of training going on there.
But we've heard the stories about the food there.
Yeah,
the bread and the boiled egg meal. Those one of those meals is like a slice of bread and a boiled egg.
And remember, their supper could be at midday. Then you have to wait until the next day for food. So supper is not like your late night food.
Damn,
so imagine,
Musa, man. But didn't he say no supper? They gave him
supper time. A nigga says supper is on board.
Didn't they offer to release him and he said no, I'll stay?
Oh yeah. I remember a moment like that. What was that moment?
No. It was bail.
He denied
refused.
Bail.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's... Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird move.
He didn't pay for bail, so obviously he didn't want to leave. Yeah.
Wait. No. Because not paying for bail could mean you don't have the bail money. Did he say, nope, I reject the bail. It's a word I'm looking for, not reject. Did he say he rejects bail, though? Or he can't afford bail? Those are two different things.
Can you check for us?
Okay.
According to news articles, he was offered to be given a bail application. So he withdrew his bail application.
Okay.
So he did not apply for it.
Yes.
Not that he was given.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, shame, man.
And there was a campaign also to like a free Musa campaign.
Yeah.
Which I guess it didn't, because there's even like a Back Your Buddy crowdfunding campaign aimed at raising 50,000 for his legal fees, but only like 2,000 was collected.
Damn.
Yeah. So
that's less than 10. That's less than 5%. That's like 4%.
Yeah. Very low. Like, yeah. 2% actually. 2% of that.
No, it wasn't raising 100,000. If it was 100,000, it would be 2%, 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's 2%, if it's 100,000, now it's 50,000, it means it's 4% if it's 2,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Get it?
You are right.
Yeah.
Your math. Hey, girl, game. Your math is faster than. Yeah.
I thought it's just math. It's okay.
Shame, man.
No, shame, man. But I think what this highlights is, Yabana, when you tweet this shit and you tweet that shit, you tweet. And all these fucking people retweet you, 100,000, billion, trillion likes, 100,000 retweets, and these people spur you on, yeah. And then when you sing kak, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Why aren't his fans buying the t-shirts? Because they had free Musa t-shirts to raise money so that he's taken care of. Then they had a backup buddy, and those people are not backing you. They're only backing you with retweets and likes. Same thing with Ntiki Mazwai when she was saying all that shit she was saying about Euphonic and Fresh. Yeah, all the feminists were there. Everybody was, we support you. We're right behind you. But when you need to back a buddy, she's insolvent and
she's like,
Euphonic
now.
Still wants her money when she failed the court case.
Yes.
Euphonic still wants her money. None of those people are there.
And she has to be now begging for forgiveness.
Yes, none of these people were there.
Yeah.
And I just mentioned them, and I mean, they were trolls. Ntiki's a troll. Musa Kawola's a troll. And then there are some other real, real people who fight real fights for black people, and they still aren't appreciated. You know, you're still on your own when you face the kak for fighting a real fight this time around, not for spreading gossip and bullshit about people. You're on your own. So think twice, man, when you're going to, be given umfuto paraffin by fucking people on social media for all that shit. Because if Musa Kawola had tweeted all the things he was tweeting and nobody paid attention and nobody spurred him on, then he wouldn't be here because you'd see, this thing is not really working out, But yeah, people gave him the confidence and the gumption to forge forward with whatever he was doing online. So sad, man. You know, no one deserves that. And also, it also speaks to the prison environment, you know. It's a very horrible place where you don't even get medication if you're in medicine. Clearly, it sounds like it. The food is bad. But it's also like, hey, try avoid prison as much as you can.
100%.
It's not a nice place, bro, clearly.
What else you got for us, Kosley?
So another story that made headlines is the story of Kefilwe Mabote and Kefibu, if you remember her. And she's married again. And this is allegedly for the fourth time. Did you guys see the video
of
her announcing her marriage?
Wow.
Is she the one with the belly button? Yeah.
Yeah, you said you allegedly said they forgot to put her belly button after her tummy tuck or her. Hey, MacGyver.
Oh, that's the one.
Was that even rumor?
Yeah, look at it. See for yourself.
So, yeah.
So, what is this? What are we looking at?
We're seeing her, and this is the post that she posted, and her with her husband. But again, she's hiding that man.
Okay.
So, you know, like with all of these, you know, when she does Lebola negotiations, there was a time like 2 years back, she was hugging a cow, it seemed like, but we never knew of the man who was, you know.
Oh, bro, you got to hide the man. If the girls know who the man is, they're going to come for him, bro.
You think
so? Because you're Kefilwe, you don't, you see, there's a Rolls Royce. Because you're Kefilwe or Bentley, I don't know, can't tell the fucking
difference.
So
there she is.
Yeah, you date rich niggas. So, of course, you got to hide him because people know already he's rich because you're an it girl.
Yeah. So obviously going on like with this whole video, she was there thanking her parents for support throughout this whole thing. And therefore now she's married, yes. And yeah, she's happily ever after. And this is the fourth time. And I'm like, power to women. Like I always say, if it doesn't go well one time, second time, third time, yeah, go on the next time.
Never give up on love is the message.
Yes.
Yeah, so when did this start making news, bro?
What?
Like stuff like this.
Yeah, like Kefibu and them getting married.
Okay, great.
Like, what does she do? She's an Instagram girl.
Remember there was a time she trained it for making, she posted like she was getting married. I think it was the cows. There was a family celebration. And then people said she did that for social media. It was just for content purposes.
She wasn't really married.
She wasn't really married.
So now she's married again and we fall for it again.
I don't know. That's my
We're broadcasting
also
it. We're podcasting it.
We're podcasting it. Well, so it's like, because I don't know if she's the marriage content queen of like we celebrate
didn't
now.
She burned clothes the other time?
No.
Is it her?
It was her.
And then didn't she last week, wasn't she seen with a convoy? It was reported she had a convoy of all those mini cars that looked like Edin Sodi's cars. Well, similar cars as his, right?
That's the thing.
Now she's married to somebody else.
Kefi's
man,
doing
why
too
are we
much.
Talking about these Insta girls, man? And the bullshit they get
I
up
don't
to.
Get it, man.
No, but for real, bro. Like, nah, man. It's like we're falling for it, you know?
I don't know.
What if this is another fake marriage?
I don't know. So it's
nah,
it's
man. Let's move on, bro.
Apparently, this is another. They say this. The groom is an alleged KZN. A rich guy.
Of
from
course. KZN. She's not going to marry a construction worker from Paula Park. That's a home. Come on, man. Fred from Mozambique.
Name is
Marcelo Rodriguez. Come on. Oh, come on, man. Let's be real.
She did a whole renewal. And let me give you context regarding the burning of her clothes. She was burning all her designer clothes. There was the Louis Versace. What am I saying? Louis Versace. Clearly, I don't have the brand.
Pass me that Versace. I can't never pronounce anything. Pass
Louis Versace. All the brands she was burning, and because she was offering her life to God, and she was renewing herself, and now she was no longer because she felt like she was like. Almost celebrating this life of just the riches, the glam, and obviously the brands.
And we spoke and about it.
Yeah, we spoke
about it. Sounds like that was a stunt. This is another stunt. Like,
it does feel like a stunt because she's not being
expensive.
Very open about it. That's why I'm a bit like very skeptical about this whole story because she's not, again, very open. It's like you don't see the groom. As much as yes, I get the point where you're like, no, you must hide
can
the guy.
Ask something, right? What makes her owing us openness? Like, she's just an Instagram girl. She's, I'm not even open and you don't even want to show your face and you're like one of the country's biggest podcasters and you actually do something that we know of. We don't even know what she do. She's on Instagram. She's famous for being on Instagram. She doesn't owe us any openness with anything she posts. If she wants to post a door in her house, she doesn't have to post the whole house like anybody else on Instagram. If we're being really honest, we'll put these people on a pedestal and we're making them like public figures who are meant to not open up and show us their husbands. Like, dude, she's just an individual, if you think about it, who's dated some really rich guys that it seemed and has traveled the world off the pockets of rich guys. She's not a anything public that she needs to open up things to us.
Did she have a business and have talking some about her toasters or sandwiches that she...
Yeah, she was selling sandwiches. Like, man, we put these people on a pedestal. We shouldn't even be talking about whatever she posts. Like, honestly.
Okay.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, when last did you do a short left?
A short left?
Yes.
All the time. I've got a family. I have to entertain them kids.
Okay, when last was it?
We did Hearties was it last month for the kids? Yeah.
Wow, Hearties. Yeah, Hearties is nice, bro.
Hearties is nice. And it's one of those, what do they call them? Backyard tourism,
yeah.
Right? It's like where you can actually do a tourist thing, but right next
and
to it's like if you live
close
in Soweto and Diepkloof when you go to Vilakazi Street. So that's like, and that's actually tourism. People don't get it.
Because we stay in Centurion. So literally, where I stay in Centurion, like Hearties is 30 minutes away. Like
even
it's very easy.
Yeah.
20 minutes even. Yeah.
And the last time I did a short lift was so funny because we decided to go to the bush. Like 2 weeks ago.
Beautiful.
By Bella Bella. The place is called Mabalengwe. So it's like the middle of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
And it's a bush.
Mabalengwe, yeah. Mabalengwe. It means the spots of leopard, yeah? Ingwe.
Mabalengwe,
yeah, yeah. Mabalengwe. Spots of a liquid.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a Mabalengwe, like as
in. Oh, Mabalengwe.
Mabalengwe.
It's so funny because what's her name? When we went on the short left, it was the day the Shaka episode premiered.
Oh yeah,
so,
Kwame.
Yeah, so my wife took a picture of me. There I was busy brying for the kids and the family.
Oh, dope.
And then I'm watching Shaka living like a bushman, making fire.
Yeah, feeding like a Zulu man.
Oh, this is
you should have started to make a pool too, man. So that's the same fires. I have a pool to now. Oh, beautiful, bro. Where's Mabalengwe though?
It's by Bella Bella. Just
Bella Bella, you did say.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, which province? Bella Bella Northwest, no?
No, it's Limpopo.
Sure. How old is she in Bella Bella?
It's literally at the end between Gauteng and Limpopo. Yeah.
Oh, I need to do a short left as well.
Bella Bella is just an hour out. Drive an hour.
And what are things to do there? I mean, there's game drives.
There's game drives, hikes, and then they've got an entertainment area where they have pools for the kids.
You have pictures, bro.
No, I didn't. I only took pictures of the kids and stuff.
Okay.
And then we were playing golf, miniature
place.
Golf. Ooh. They got paddle, tennis courts, soccer. Like everything is there, bro. But anyway, the reason why I'm asking you guys is because you know I love traveling, and there's a special coming up next week that you can't miss, as well as the chillers. And it's called the Great South African Sale. This travel week, it's for 1 week only, from the 8th to the 14th of September. You get massive discounts up to 50% off.
Whoa!
On traveling all across South Africa. So whether it's a bush, beach, city life, even adventure getaways, you name it, it's all on the list. This is a nationwide sale, so whether in Joburg, Cape Town, Durban, Limpopo, or any province in the country, make sure you take advantage of this special. And the nice thing is that you can buy the tickets next week, but travel later.
Oh, so nice. Look, there's a place, destination, I forgot now, but it's like Garden Route, Western Cape, that I've been eyeing. But obviously now I'm busy.
Yeah.
Extremely busy. Extremely busy. Fuck you,
You're
man.
Catching up on sleep.
Yeah, I'm busy catching up on sleep. So if I want to go, especially like to time it with my daughter's school closing, I can book 8th to the 14th.
Yes, next week, the 8th to the 14th of September. That's when tickets will be available at 50% off.
Uh-huh.
You can book and then travel whenever you wanna.
Oh, so that's what travel week means. Because it's always, to me, sounded like it's travel week. So this is the week to travel.
No, you know what I mean?
So you gotta book now and travel. Oh, so I need to pay... during that week, confirm, make the purchase for my travel during this week.
Like Black Friday for traveling, essentially. So check out the link in description below if you want to travel anywhere in SA. What caught your attention this week, Penduka?
Oh, man. Quite a few things, bro. But I don't know, man. You grew up in Parktown.
Yeah, bro.
On the first of spring, what does it look like in Parktown, like normally growing up? Were you thrown water?
Nah, only at school.
Oh, damn, Hyde Park at the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, but shit. At home, no, man.
Yeah.
Everybody minds their own business, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man, whether I'm grown up or I'm not in the hood like that anymore. But it seems to be getting out of hand the summertime.
Is it?
Yeah. And I know that there were moments of tension when we were growing up and in the summertime, and then maybe you throw somebody water, but it's someone you know from the hood, and they're not welcoming of you throwing water, but you can tell they're not going to do anything because they know you.
Yeah.
But I've been seeing, videos, some are like, come on, that's foul. Like, I saw a guy pour water on a homeless guy.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, this guy... This is his yearly outfit. He's going to be in it. It's not like he can go. It's not like he can go and change and get new clothes or a new pair of sneakers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And shame, that was horrible. Damn. Have you seen that video? Please try find it. The guy's walking, bro. You see, Guti, he's depressed. He's going through whatever he's going through. And the guy, to entertain his friends, splashes water on him, you know?
Shit.
And then there's another one where people are throwing water at old people, bro, you know? Mm. You know, there's really old people. You can see this person, it may be chai, you know? So I don't know whether it's always been like that. And maybe because of social media, we're seeing more of the awkward or moments that turn very, very personal, very fast or what. But... hey, man, it's just like, come on, bro. What is going on? And we used to do it so respectfully.
So there's no decorum now?
Nah.
I remember seeing when they were busy throwing amanzi on a delivery guy. Like, you know, I think it was a Deponer's pizza delivery guys.
Yeah. I pizza a guy. And also corner money away unemployment. Because all the people are getting poured water. The people you can tell are coming back from work.
Yes.
Now I'm mama Oti, but telling man don't have. Yeah. That video just
Yo. Hey, it's a war zone, Moose.
Yeah, that's not right.
And it's like, and also you can tell, man. Oh, this was a fight. Sorry, this was a clear fight. Hey, look.
Guys, no.
From summertime.
How?
Yeah, now it's summertime. It's like how?
It's chai time.
Jeez.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking
it's fucked up, man. Hey, and unemployment is getting to me. Now I'm worried about summertime. You can tell a nigga's unemployed. Now I'm invested in summertime. You know?
By the way, I don't know if you guys saw this, but on a recent podcast, Erykah Badu addressed long-running jokes and accusations that her energy has led men to change careers, religions, and even disappear. Wow. She tackled the powerful pussy myth head on. I'm not a witch, but I'm tapped in. Men she has dated as always. That's something else. She was talking about men that she has dated. I don't know. I didn't know there was a myth around her regarding that. I just saw her as like a chakra hand.
That's the myth that oaks almost become chakra hands and start wearing dashikis and start looking, you know, and start being spiritual when they date her, like common.
Yeah.
And they start being like, you know, like, yo, bro, what's that pussy doing to you?
Yeah.
Common. Andre 3000.
Oh, I get you.
Jay Electronica as well. And she got kids by all of them. And I don't know who else she's dated, but those are like 2-3 big, really big rappers she's dated.
Can you play the video, let's hear?
And Oaks turn like...
You know that it is. Stop this.
Yeah, okay.
You've heard everybody come on your show and say this type of thing about me.
Right. So what is true and what isn't true, Erykah?
Well, I don't think the magic lies between my thighs. I think it lies between my ears.
Oh,
and whoa, I think that's hard for people to understand or accept.
It is a mental connection.
Perhaps. Yeah, it's mental. It has very little to do with any of these other things, but I think it's a good thing to sell bottle pussy incense because I think y'all all deserve it.
Sonny, he said it sold out twice.
But you must remember, you know, Americans aren't really tapped in like spiritually, man. They're not really that much into it.
or know much about it.
Of course. We grew up around it. I mean, everybody here has seen Umsamo, right?
Yeah.
Americans, bro, Oaks is 60, 50 years old, has never seen a shrine like Umsamo. Like spiritual, just a spiritual acknowledgement of spirits. Our Ramagosi, you know? Pretty much.
Mm.
So I can believe that. So she's got incense that smells like her vagina.
Does she?
Yeah. She says it smells like gunpowder and
gunpowder
and strawberries. She says it smells like gunpowder and strawberries. We're like, whoa!
That's a bullet. That's a tasty bullet or something like that.
Hey, Drink Champs has been going on, eh?
Yeah, Drink Champs. They're still around.
Drink Champs, man.
They're still killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's right, man. When you get a woman with... It's more than like the best pussy in the world. Just a woman with...
Have you guys ever dated like your...
It's always
your
a keeper.
Hands, kind of, you know... The
nah. Soul sisters. With this. I'm a soul sister. I've never... Nah.
When you say it like that, it doesn't sound good.
Soul sisters.
I'm a soul sister.
Nah, I've never dated soul sisters. I've never...
What's an example of a soul sister?
Hey?
Please enlighten me. What's a soul sister?
Let's take him as why. Before the Twitter. And Twitter became like, you know what I mean? She was like... You never see somebody attend my poetry sessions. Remember when Stone Cherry was still a brand, but called Stone Cherry, and then they've got those seashells that are turned into jewelry.
I see that. Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, Shai Zolo, and then you have deep conversations, dreadlocks, listening to You Better Call Tyrone. And listening to Dead Prayers. Yeah, I'm a soul sister. Yeah,
and
I remember.
Ready to fight, eh?
Back in my days, man. These days,
not
maybe,
physically,
but back in my days.
Not physically.
Oh, yeah. Ready to call out.
Yeah.
And then like, to call out each and everything. Like,
yes.
Or, you know what they say is if you're carrying a hammer, or everything looks like a nail, right? Yeah, so they always, everything looked like you're toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta say, hey, let me go pee standing up. Then it's a problem, you know? Like, how? You know what I mean? So, they're ready for an argument.
Hey, dude.
Always ready for an argument.
Sometimes it's not that deep, man.
No,
it makes it too deep.
No,
bro.
It's not. So that's a soul system. I know soul sisters very well. We used to see them at hip hop sessions. Remember, I used to attend a lot of hip hop sessions. I didn't attend reggae sessions, but I would see reggae sessions. Man, those soul sisters, yeah.
But they always have the best weed, though.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are actually, like, back then, I don't know if there's a correlation, but the ones that I know were really, like, beautiful bodies. Very beautiful bodies.
Yes.
I don't know whether it was also maybe, I don't know whether it was the hiding of the body with the baggy-ish dresses, because I never read a lot of the more skimpy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, because maybe it comes from a guy's name calling, whistling, and all that fucking sexual harassment guys do, chilling at the corner or at a spaza shop. Maybe it comes from that, I don't know, but I've noticed a lot of them were thick and beautiful.
Can someone please help me understand the story? I just saw this in the prep and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? The story of the U.S. exporting chlorine-washed chicken to South Africa is back in the headlines. This first made news during Barack Obama's term under the AGOA deal. Countries such as the U.K. and many have banned the U.S. chicken as chlorine is cause of many killer diseases such as cancer. To make it worse, supermarkets in SA have come up with a clever way of selling chicken in unmarked packaging so that people may never see the difference between the chlorine-washed American chicken and the locally produced chicken. What's going on, Benduka?
Yeah.
I remember we'd have chicken in the, like, as someone who goes and has to buy, like, your groceries. There would be chicken, like, and there'll be labels saying that this is from Brazil. And this was after when they said that they're exporting chicken from Brazil.
Yeah, they dumped chicken on us as well.
Yeah, they dumped, Brazil. There was a lot meat from Brazil.
Yeah.
So I would literally deliberately never buy, because I'm like, this thing has been in the ships for, I don't know, you know, months long, and as much as yes, it's been frozen, but
no, me shipi, you don't still buy.
Angifun. I want your free range, rather.
Mm-mm. So what's this chlorine chicken?
Free range.
No, I guess it's for preservatives, Pela.
Yeah, chlorine. They wash it with chlorine to prevent bacteria from spreading and salmonella as well. But it's literally like water.
What's salmonella? Hmm? What's salmonella?
Oh, I don't know. Cool, so now we don't do go chicken.
Why you sound that gutty?
In?
Dough.
In dough.
Yeah, in dough. Yeah. I'm why was I with salmonella? Me too. What's salmonella? It's that. It's yakulisan, I mean.
Yakulisan.
That's why, but you must cook your chicken thoroughly.
Oh.
If it's not cooked, you use a part of salmonella.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Because I also have, I always understood that. I never knew about the salmonella. But yeah, I always also cook my chicken thoroughly because you can't have like, you see, yes, with your meat, your beef, you can say medium rare. Chicken, you can never.
Yeah, chicken, you can't say.
But why are we importing chicken from the US, man? They eat crap food there, bro.
That's guys, true. And
those chicken, they grow in like a day or something. So obviously they are pumped.
Yeah, they pump them.
Like, guys, it's dangerous.
Haven't you seen the kochi? That's why, like, haven't you seen the chicken? The kochi, like the thighs, like you.
Yeah. Have you seen chicken,
massive,
in the,
bro.
Chicken in the USA?
Yeah.
Like, that thing, that shit is huge. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's fake. Remember, even
and
when
they banned chlorinated chicken in the EU countries, in Europe mostly. They've bought. Oh, you want to say that?
No, I wasn't going to say that. But yes, they did ban it.
Yeah, they've banned
it. The reason why they're washing it with chlorine is to stop or to prevent salmonella.
Oh,
so nah, that's sickening.
And bacteria.
Yeah.
It is sickening.
So we are buying these chickens. We're getting these chickens.
No, they're being brought into the country. And I don't understand. Are we running out of chicken, guys? Snaking.
But it's trade. We're promoting trade with other countries. But also,
but
the
we
EU
can't trade that side in America.
So what I've
with
read
this whole trade wars,
right? I missed that.
No. I'm saying okay. We are having trade wars. Remember with this whole tariffs thing.
Yes.
Like obviously, trading to America. Mm. So that is unfair. But are they going to dump their chicken here?
Yeah, exactly. I think about they want to cut a core. That's what I understand.
Nah.
Don't they want to cut a core? So now, but they still want to dump the chicken. Yeah.
That's why things aren't going well as a country. The Sangomas are using this chlorine chicken. I'm telling you.
Wait, man, how are the Sangomas?
Oh, Mashaba Lenkuk, yes, America.
No, they come here slaughtered already, guys.
Ikora, Zenkuk.
Come here slaughtered already. But I heard that apparently you need to eat 5% of your body weight of the chlorinated chicken consistently to start seeing problems. Via health, and also that the EU countries that have banned the chicken, it's mainly to protect their own local markets and their own local chicken producers. You remember, like,
and
how
this
Botswana?
Is why I'm asking. I'm saying, have we as a country run out of chicken?
Yeah.
Is that the issue?
Yeah, we've got so many farms.
We've got so many farms.
You would think, bro. You would think.
We are fine.
But we consume. We consume chicken, eh? Oh. Chicken.
Can you find out how much
I'm salivating
chicken
already
a day?
My worry is that as much as we may be saying, we may be saying, okay, like for instance myself, I'm not buying the chicken, let's say labeled from America or Brazil. Mm. But then with your KFCs, your Nando's, are they buying that chicken? Is that the chicken that we end up consuming?
We don't know.
That's the irritating part because sometimes I'm like, let me buy Nando's to be healthier. Like, okay, let me just have a grilled chicken. What? Only to find that Ipumale.
Because I remember there was a poultry.
Two years ago.
Yeah. There was a poultry shortage. Snimnin, I remember. I remember listening to Guguletum Fupi on the radio, talking to one of the holding company that owns Rainbow Chicken, which is a big producer of chicken. There was a shortage of chicken. We consume chicken. Don't get it twisted. Even I've seen imports from New Zealand. I think it was either liver of either goats. Yeah. And it said import from New Zealand. I was like, whoa. I even posted it. I was like, yo, man, what's going on?
I don't get it, man.
I don't get it, bro. But sometimes sometimes countries do just need to stop the imports to protect their own businesses, you know. I know in Botswana, remember Botswana, the ones, you know, Botswana, I don't know if it still happened, but please check if Botswana still banned lemons or citrus from South Africa. Yeah, because our farmers were killing the guys who were farming citrus that side. Mm. And they had to be like, nah, guys, enough of your fucking lemons. Our own guys can produce lemons. And countries are allowed to do that.
Don't they have too much meat in Botswana?
They're one of the biggest beef producers. Yeah, they're going like crazy.
They could bring meat to
you're talking about women. Oh, you mean like meat?
That's why the football league is so bad.
Women, meat. Women, those are two different things.
They got amazing women too.
They do.
Second to South Africa, Botswana has got the best woman in the world. After South Africa.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
After South Africa.
Hey, Dudu's going fast.
Oh, fuck. Did you hear?
Wait, Dudu.
Hey, Dudu.
Sorry to segue. Man,
ATI, bro. Rest in peace, bro.
Oh, man.
I heard,
bro. That's a true artist, that guy, man. That guy reminded me of who's that musician, man, who died from AIDS. He was like,
Freddie
Mercury. Yes.
Wow. Oh yeah, from
he reminds
Queen.
Me of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually
he's got that energy.
Freddie Mercury, free spirit.
One of the craziest interviews we've ever done. If you haven't seen it, it was a special. We're out in Botswana, funny enough, with ATI. And mid-interview, started crying, left the stage. Did you go back to console him or you let me do that by myself? Ne?
To go console him?
Yeah, when he was crying.
Ah, come on. Nah, I didn't console him.
But so y'all just moved on with the show and left him crying.
I forgot.
No, man. I went back, man.
Yeah, he came back.
Oh, he came back.
Yeah, ATI, man. He went through so much, bro, in life, bro.
If you haven't seen this interview, make sure you check it out.
Yeah, guys.
What a great guy. Hey, the dreads are still dreadsing.
Yeah.
Jeez. When was this?
2020.
Isn't this the episode where Simpui, you wrote Sound Guy from podcast?
No, he was forced.
He was forced.
He was forced to wear a t-shirt written, I'm the second sound guy. I'm the assistant. So the sound guy had a t-shirt that says, there it is. There it is. Evidence.
What's our uniform?
What's it written?
Sound guy. From podcasts and shit.
Ah.
If you didn't know, now you must know.
Did that get you laid, bro?
Yo.
Did you get a couple of girls to do a mic check? By any chance? Eh?
Good times, man. Good times, man.
I remember seeing that. I was like, okay, that's awkward.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, fact checker, we disturbed you. You had your hand up twice.
Yes.
Okay, to answer the first one of how much chicken does black people in South Africa eat? Apparently, we eat approximately 36 kilograms of chicken per person. And then annually...
Hold on, when is this? Per sitting? Per day? Per week? Per month? Per year?
Per minute?
Per minute?
Well, it doesn't say...
Shouldn't survive.
It doesn't say...
That's coming.
It doesn't say chicks. For... it says per annually, right? However, there's another one that states that average, the total highest is about 64.2 kgs annually per person.
On average, how much does one chicken weigh?
Let me check.
Yeah, hey, because the way you're describing it, I can't picture it in my head.
Yeah, well, I want to know how many chickens we eat.
Yeah, that's it.
A person, like a leg here. Hey, some of us, it's half chicken, Baba. Dinner, and that's dinner. Half a week of eating the whole family.
Wait, repeat that again. Sorry, your mic was off.
A chicken weighs about 620 grams.
So if we're eating 30 chickens, it's like we're eating, whoa, like 15 chickens. Ah, that's not a lot though. A year?
Yeah, per year.
Whoa. Because one chicken is half a kilo, like roughly.
Half a kilo, but we do 64,000.
I'm 64.2 kgs.
Some people, but you said the average is 31. Kgs,
The average is 36 kilograms.
Yeah.
So how many is that like a week? Let's just say a week.
I don't know. I don't think we can tell.
Okay, but it's a lot.
Oh, a year. Then you got to divide it by the number of weeks in a year. 50. Yeah, divided by the number
of weeks.
You're
tempting the maths again.
Yeah.
Hey, she's so confident at the maths. Eh? The maths. Mluma maths.
And then to answer Saul, yes, Botswana still has the citrus ban in South Africa. So
yeah, because they're protecting their own. You see? Hold on. How did you get the stats that it's black people consuming the chicken? Like, it actually says it's black people?
It says black South Africans.
That is racist, man. I don't know how, but that's racist.
You can't.
Hey, that's racist. Ah. Nah, that's racist, man.
That is so...
Because black people consume 30 kilograms of chicken a year, some 60 kilograms. That is a bit racist. I don't know how, but it's racist. That's racist.
So you ask.
Okay, how many? How much watermelon do black people consume? Shit. How much watermelon do black people consume a year? That is racist, man. How much achar do black people consume a year? That's racist. Some stats are racist. We don't need them.
Madam, when you ask for the stats,
some stats are racist.
Then they answer. You say it's racist.
No, because I didn't think they would say like black people. You know? Like specifically, we eat this much chicken. Nah, that's wrong.
Speaking of RIPs, RIP to the guy who started Soweto Gold, man.
Oh, man.
Can you get his name? His story is so inspirational. So what I heard is that he started a beer in his back in the garage, right, in Soweto. And then he called it Soweto Gold. And then I think Heineken bought it for 50 million rand eventually.
And speaking of Heineken, one of the places, because he started chemical engineering, is University of Twente. Twente is a city in Netherlands.
Yes,
Heineken is from.
Oh, yeah.
So he literally went there to further his career and became obsessed with just creating, with brewing.
Yeah.
Rest What's in peace.
Dumiso Madlala.
What an iconic story.
Rest in peace to the brew.
Yeah. How? And then which DJ has passed away as well?
Chima Music and Poison.
Let me chime in.
Chima Music is still in ICU.
Yes.
Yeah. They were involved in the
Poison,
accident.
Man. Rest in peace.
Poison. Passed on.
House producer, right?
Yes.
Bro. Very like dope house producer. I wasn't familiar with his work, but now that I heard it, some songs I know and just didn't know it was him. Yeah, he's got a lot of music out there.
Yeah,
I mean, Chima we've always known. Hope they Chima, you know, pulls through.
Yeah,
and rest in peace with other people, because I think it claimed five lives.
Some were even burnt beyond recognition.
There was a car ignited and flamed up, and so what else? Horrible way to die. I don't want to be dead before the car is on fire. You know,
dude.
Before, not burned to death, bro. It's just, my body's fine. I'm not there anymore. But it's so sad, man. Life is short, bro.
Lastly, before we go, after 4 decades at Nestle, Laurent Frexy has been fired for failing to disclose a romantic relationship with his subordinate.
Oh.
The company emphasized the need to uphold its values. Frexy will not receive an exit package. Ooh. This marks Nestle's second CEO exit this year. Nestle, the world's largest food and beverage company, operates in 191 countries with over 2,000 products. That's why all the chocolates have nuts in them. But guys, can we talk about how some CEOs are wild, bro?
Oh, man.
Hey,
some CEOs are wild, bro.
Hey.
Can we talk about that, guys?
Let's talk.
Bro, don't you think so?
What do you mean?
Bro, these are some freaky motherfuckers, bro. The hype behind the title.
For real.
You don't think so?
I have never mingled with a lot of CEOs, man.
Bro.
What do you
Tell
think
me of, more. Tell us more.
What do you think of our CEO?
Nah, he's great, man. Oh, great.
Okay.
The best.
Okay.
Best CEO in the country, I think. Yeah.
Shout out to Bala.
Because when I was at Prime Media, there was a CEO who got... fired. I forgot his name because we were at a staff party, year-end party, and he was busy
with
having his way with the ladies.
At a year-end.
Yeah. Fucking guy got lit.
Damn, bro.
Bro, let's be honest.
Prime Media.
Yeah, Prime Media, bro. You wouldn't expect that, right? They're trying to keep it hush-hush, but I was there.
Then you get fired from your radio show. You get replaced by this new girl. Be corporate.
Bro, you don't think so, ghost lady?
You get those CEOs who misbehave, obviously. They want to use their title you know, the fact that they are in high positions, and people will obviously freeze to the fact that whatever you want, I'll do it for you.
That's true.
And obviously, you pay me kind of vibes. So, yes. You get those who take advantage of their positions in the company. True.
Mm. Yeah, it's purely that, bro. It's power. Everybody in the company is sucking up to you, you know, to better their careers. Mm-hmm. And you're a man or a woman. But you've got feelings, you know, and physical fantasies
you're
about
you're feeding
you see
on people's desperation.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
And I think it's okay for a relationship to happen, but you gotta declare, especially if the person is now getting promoted 5 times, you know, their salary. So you have to declare so that people are aware that there's a thing happening and the other one is not unduly benefiting because you're fucking them.
Mm. Yeah. My thing is, when I started getting into corporate, I always had this idea that a CEO is supposed to be like a saint, bro. You know what I mean? Like, they can do no wrong. They must uphold the values. Or like a priest. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, and then when you hear the shit these guys do, like, fuck, okay, he's just human. And he just has a title.
Yeah. But also, if you think about it, technically, you should expect maybe even the opposite, because they are people who are driven, go-getters. Generally, people who get what they want, who are good at getting what they want through negotiation, through cha-cha, and through whatever. So you'd expect that kind of nigga to want all the ass in the world.
Mm. They've got a lot of CEOs in the hood, man. Those niggas about cha-cha.
But Abanamali. Or they've got no companies to run.
Can I must see how I'm being in the boardroom? And then, no, for real. Like, you know, like, guys can enter a room and convince people of something, you know, and you're not conning people, but you just can convince and speak and show you numbers and sometimes bend the truth a bit to get a deal. And that's the guy you want, you know, to actually be a CEO and do things. So that's the guy who's dangerous as well around women sometimes.
You see those
and even worse.
Netflix documentaries,
Yes, and even worse, sometimes you know, and remember, even musicians will complain that, that guy in the suit, you know, convinced me to sign this deal, smile, $1 million smile, and only to get fucked in the end.
Oh, speaking about my shy, what did you think of Sia from the round table
Mama! Mom! That was my highlight. When I asked the journalist who was late, and I think she was late because she was getting her green hair fixed, right? And then she said she's unprepared and people have been roasting her, man, you know?
No, I think people must be easy on her. No, they must be easy on her.
Now be kind as well,
kind,
but also,
guys, no.
But also, I mean, don't be mean to her, but also be honest about her performance as well. You know, because everybody was there to almost have some form of an input. And I think due to the subject matter, a lot was expected from a journalist, as somebody who would have investigated, done research, and was familiar with the world of human trafficking.
But what's the factual information? That's the problem.
When she was talking, I was like, what is she saying, this girl?
There were... Half the times...
What?
She did waffle, and she did say she was nervous. I don't know whether that's due to the nerves or what.
I get that, but there wasn't factual information. So, you see...
There wasn't.
Like...
Hey, I asked her, did she answer? Like, there's some questions I asked, which I think research would have uncovered on her part.
What exactly?
Forgot, man.
But did you check out... Because you weren't there, Ghost Lady.
I did.
So we did a round table, for those who don't know. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
It dropped on Monday, ne?
Yeah.
Regarding the Alibaba thing, ne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alibuga.
I'm a China insane. Hi, Mo.
You weren't there, Ghost Lady. Everybody else was there. What did you think?
Okay, I'll go through the panel one by one. Just give me a chance. In the panel, I'll skip the influences because obviously, their lives, it's obvious what has happened to them. Very appreciative of Zimasa.
Amazing.
Amazing.
He's great.
Like, for the fact that he was able just to articulate and be able to just share exactly what, and even assisting Sia, for instance, on what exactly he could be doing, because he seemed very confused, and what could he do? You understand? I appreciated Saul watching the show. Saul, you're very, you're able to understand both sides. I loved when you said to the people might need to implore patience and kindness towards even the influencers, for the fact that we don't have like the kids who have come out and said we are oppressed or in this START program that is that Ali Buga, what is it, Ali Buga, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't have like substantial information that these people are there being like,
and the abused. Signs of cancel culture and,
yes.
and hate. A lot of people just hate the
yes,
kids.
Yes, yes. And that was an issue. Yeah, Mac, you're an issue.
Yeah, I was emotional.
You're an issue there. Like, honestly, you are here pushing. Yes, I understand you have your own grievance against Sia. But now,
you're rushing out. I knew it was coming.
Do you know who Sia is? I know.
Wait.
I was hurt. The kind of shit.
Yeah, the kind of trip. So for those who don't know,
I was waiting for that.
Sia, we reached out to him to help us get tickets for the kind of trip. This is like, you know, we had saved so much money for months. This was our first international trip as a podcast. Right? So the whole team was coming and it cost about 90K. We transferred all the money to him. And then I was a bit skeptical because the guy he introduced me to was a Nigerian guy. I'm like, hey, Nigerians and scamming.
Yeah.
Same WhatsApp group. So, but I trusted Sia because he's my boy. I'm like, there's no way Sia would fuck me up, you know?
Bala.
So went along. See ya.
Sorry,
speaking of Nigeria, they now have direct flights to Brazil and Colombia. Please fact check that. Make of it whatever you want. Nigeria is direct flight to Colombia and Brazil now.
Yo!
I read it somewhere. Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah.
So I'm like, I remember before I said the money, I'm like, dog, are you sure this is for real? Like, for sure. He's like, yeah, this is my guy. He always books flights for me.
I trust him, blah, blah, blah.
So I'm like, I send the 90K. Then, it's game day, poison. I remember. We started off at Market Bean. We're taking shots. We're drinking. We're getting excited.
In the evening, airport.
Panuka told all his brothers in Hillbrow that he's going to Ghana.
Fuck y'all niggas, man. They remember that story.
You told them that, who must I say hello to?
Can you play? Let's hear.
Oh, you have this video.
I'll be in your fucking city. You are in South Africa. You haven't seen your family for 30 years, motherfucker. I'm going to see your family. Dead. Hey, I'm sharing everybody hookah. I'm like, bro, how far? They go to your country. I already be in Ghana eating jollof rice in Ghana. I'm going to chat Ghana pussy. How do you be Ghana pussy? I'm going to chat Ghana pussy. All night long. Solve the traveler.
Yo. That's me.
Everything, how I got there.
So then now we get to the airport and it's time to check in. When we get there, we show the teller our tickets. They're like fake. All of them. All 9 of us, or 10 of us, were as fake. And then that's that picture we rolled by the
airport.
We sat down at the airport.
So I was like, I can't go back to him, bro.
So he's like, guys, I have to sleep at you. You have to host me.
And then eventually we used Ghost Lady's credit card.
Yeah.
And then we bought tickets same time. Because
we're like, that's a Ghost Lady's credit card.
Yeah,
oh,
Ghost
shout
Lady's
out.
Credit card. She swiped for all of us.
Limitless, that one was. Shout out.
So that was the Sia story. But yes, continue. Sorry,
so,
I cut
hold
you.
On. Did you know that you bringing it up, right? Mm-hmm. That he scammed you. Was it premeditated? That if this nigga doesn't take account, I will expose his character as somebody who's experienced.
No. It was
spur of the moment.
It wasn't. Yeah, spur of the moment. It wasn't premeditated. Remember, whenever we interview people, we have a conversation with someone. We just give them the platform to speak their truth, right? But every time he kept on speaking, I just got frustrated, dog.
Yes, he was spinning a lot.
He was spinning and he was lying. And I would have appreciated it if he just came, like I said in the episode, and said, "Hey guys, I fucked up. I'm sorry." Boom, boom, boom. Then I wouldn't have mentioned all of that. But the way he was spinning and just shifting the blame the same way he did with the Ghana trip was triggering for me. Because even with the Ghana trip, he kept spinning. And he never
Ghana triggering.
God, no.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, the no,
buddy, I was very emotional on that episode.
Yeah,
man.
You got emotional, but the thing
and these
is,
these are my kids, man.
Yeah, man.
What Zila, Sima, can't harm a single. They have no.
And that's why I'm saying, Uti, there's a bit of cancel culture slash
oh, yeah, definitely.
Hating the kids for what they've built. Because you guys have seen these kids for years. Consistency in posting their content and growing an audience. These kids are already making, you know, decent money from this thing they're doing online and so, influencing. You know these kids wouldn't
pull me down
wouldn't
syndrome.
Sign any amount.
It's that black people on that pull me down syndrome.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you want to thrive
nah, that's
no,
what
they've been waiting.
Yeah. Downfall. Yeah. And it's so fucked up,
yeah.
Honestly.
That's what I was
even
sensing
that,
me.
It's like whenever this person is even telling you that, no, guys, you're not. We're waiting on people to actually come out if there is issues out there or people who are really going through these things these claims that are being made in Russia. But people will be like, no, yeah, bring back our girls. Who's that girl? At least hashtag that, back it up. Bring back, is it Lerato, Mahlangu?
Shabangu.
Exactly. So this is the family who has come out and said they can't get hold of their daughter. They left on this date and so forth. Obviously with the influence of so and so. But all of that information is not out there. So obviously now people are just like, no, guys. And I hate that with social media. It's just that we thrive on people's downfall and we want to grasp at these kids. Yeah.
Yeah, it was this is the moment when we are taking
them down. I saw a video, I'm trying to look
we're
for it now.
Taking them down.
No. Yeah,
we're finishing
take,
them.
Yeah, no. It was a take them down no. thing. Like, what
and
I want
even
answers,
our day is gonna come. One day.
When we're taking them down.
Take me down situation.
After they did it to Saul, I'm wondering, what are they gonna do to me now?
What did they do to me?
What did they do
to now you've lost Kaya officially.
Yeah, but that's like corporate. Somebody up there doesn't like me. It's not.
Nah,
like
that's
a
got
mess.
Nothing to do with social
it's
media.
It's not a mass social media canceling, bring him down thing. In fact, if anything, people on social media are not happy except for one or two feminists. Yeah, have you seen those? Like, no. Yeah, well done. Yeah, he lost his job. Well done.
Wow.
So, but like, that's not. It's
that's
too
so evil,
it's,
bro.
Yeah,
it's evil, man.
It's who they are. But it's two different things.
What other race does this, bro?
Eh?
What other race does this? Like. Get joy from bringing other...
It's black people only.
No, it's only us, bro.
Black.
It's only us. It's only us.
Black
only
people.
Us, it's only us, yeah.
Black
like,
people.
It's only us.
It's almost like every black individual out there, they almost have that. It's like a 50%, or not even 50, 25%
us.
Just sitting there at the corner of their hearts, just waiting on someone's downfall.
Mm-hmm. And go,
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's like with the music thing, right? What,
and
those, what
and
other race...
people who will support you. What I've noticed, these are people who support you. And then chigi, they will turn on you. It's like they're waiting on the... I don't know.
It's not support. Some are following you not
equipped.
Because they're supporting you. They follow you to watch and keep an eye. Right? And they will like whatever
supporters.
They like. But
they
day they
like
hear something to you, or they think you're down, it's when they come out and show their true color. So they were never really there to support you. That's what someone has liked your page or is liking or following you or has subscribed to your channel. It's not. Look at Musa Kawule. He can't raise 50,000 rands. How many followers does he have?
Mm.
Those people are not supporting him. They were there doing whatever they were doing, but it wasn't support. Because if it was support, when the man needs your help when he's down, it should be there for him. So that's not support. And you're right, it's our race only. Because what are the race things about?
No, I mean, white people don't do that because they know how hard it is to build something. You know, so for me, for example, because I know how hard it is to build something, I'd never wish that upon anyone,
yeah.
Whether I hate them or not. Like, for example,
yeah.
People say I've got beef with LT, you know, I'd never, like, I can come on the podcast and say his show is shit or whatever, I don't like it, but I'd never say he must be canceled.
Or be happy or one day you wake up and there's no Tito on YouTube.
Yes, because I know how hard it is to build whatever he's built.
And shout out to those kids, I think... It's, yeah, the new gen. They're the ones competing with Piano Pulse, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
With spreading humans. Yeah, I bumped into them. I met them. What event was it?
Your Bruce Day.
What event was it? At Piano Hub. Oh, how do you know?
They're always there.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I met them at Piano Hub, man. You know, met them at Piano Hub. The two boys. Shout out to them, man. Yeah, met them at Piano Hub.
Okay, and then?
Eh? Eh? No, then I told them that the more the merrier. I said the more the merrier. Like, welcome, the more the merrier. Shout out. I haven't really checked out your work, but the fact that you're in this space and you're promoting it, and it's not really a popular space right now because, you know, people have a problem with podcasts for some reason.
I wasn't done
the
with the
government
panel.
Has a problem with
yeah,
podcasts.
Yeah, we'll come back to the panel. We're podcasting here. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm saying...
It's just like in the hood, bro. Have you seen in the hood when someone builds a nice house?
Yep. I've seen it. My man, people panic. Usabela 18. Usabela 18. Riverfront. Stones. Yo. Umoshile. You know? So, yeah, it's only our race, bro.
The garage will be right there, but they'll piss in your house. Just goes, oh,
yes, it's only our race, bro. Sadly. And that's why you get the kind of content you get from piano songs. And only our race as well. We'll make songs about betrayal of family and betrayal of the neighbor who's hating me, etc. Only our race. Okay, that's Family Feud, man. That happens in every... But that's just happens in every family. But our music even speaks to what we encounter as people.
Do you think it'll ever stop?
No.
Won't, ne?
After a very long time. Because remember, it comes from...
Inequality.
But why, guys? Because... Yeah, but also, the truth is, because I was about to say, there's a group of people who us as black, we see as white, who went through a moment where they tried to exterminate them and, you know, decimate or even just completely vanish the entire race. But they came out of it closer, stronger, together. But the problem is with black suppression, it happened in a mega huge scale. From here to fucking Congo, the whole of Africa. So maybe that's the two difference, and it damaged us, man. I think it really damaged us big time. It wasn't a 5-year thing or 10-year thing, you know, of oppression. It was years, centuries of your woman getting raped, your land getting taken, you getting murdered, you know. Humiliated, treated subhuman. And then it takes a lot to come out of that and still see the beauty of one another and love one another and push one another, even though that should be the natural reaction to it, but it's not. So it'll take a while, but we will reset. Because think about it. Before all of that oppression and violation, were we like this?
I don't know, man.
Were we? I don't know. Were we? You know, when the university, the first oldest university in Ghana there was popping up, and when we had our own calendar, you know, and our own knowledge systems and our own technology, were we like this? Mm. Pulling one another down.
Maybe there was equality then. So maybe that inequality obviously causes people to not trust one another. And that's where we are as black people. We just don't trust
one inequality another. Inequality breeds a lot of resentment, you know, amongst us. Because even as much as we are all deprived, there's some who are bigger, taller than others in via, you know, finances, stature, place in society, just like in the hood, right? There's the guy who owns a spaza shop. He can take his kid to a private school. Well, maybe not now. But, you know, there's a guy with the car, the guy without a car, even though we're all in the hood. So that also breeds a lot of resentment.
But anyway, yes, back to your panel, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was very emotional, yes.
Yeah, you're very emotional. And big up to Sia. For just maintaining composure, like regardless of even the pressure that you put on, because obviously now you were referring to the stuff that you had between the
look
both
at
of
once,
you.
I did that once.
No, Mac, you did it too many times. I was getting so angry. I'll be honest.
Mom.
I got so mad. I'm like, no, you can't be. And then you go, no, let's leave it. I'm like, no, but you need to give the guy the opportunity to defend himself. Then, you know. So, but no, I pick up his composure. Although yes, I also wanted him from the start to just come in and have more accountability and literally just kind of lay himself out to these kids that obviously had suffered all of the this because of him bringing this thing to them, you know. So I understood the whole, and yes, I was very, like, I didn't like the backlash that was coming to the journalist from Times Live, because I think sometimes because of there was so much, there's we didn't have like proper evidence of what has happened regarding this whole human trafficking. So obviously she couldn't now be there going on about, oh, this has happened. We didn't have like a strong factual evidence. And I was happy of her just keeping quiet at sometimes. And even for those long periods, it was okay.
So she impressed
you. It's podcasting. It is. It's okay. Like sometimes you just got to keep quiet, let it. Because people are even criticizing, yeah, the journalist is there, not saying anything. It's okay not to say anything. So a lot was happening. And if there's no substantial evidence, maybe it's okay. Just, like, let this whole thing play out. The people who are here with the content of the matter, let them speak and let the back and forth happen.
What I want to know is this. If and if the Alibuga program, or let's say any other program out there, or the Alibuga program, if, and this is an if, hypothetical situation, puts out invites, right?
Mm.
To people to come, solicit people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the criteria is shady. It's got all the makings of human trafficking. You want girls, this age, etc. And then they say the girls are going to be in the hospitality industry, mm-hmm. right? And then it turns out that the girls are not going to be in the hospitality industry,
mm-hmm.
but they'll be making drones that they're currently going to use in a war that we all know they are in. Right, and
that's false advertising.
Majority of the world
false
is
advertising.
In the, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you a story. There was once a lady went to an interview, job interview. It was promoted as modeling.
Mm.
She got there only to turn out she was in a porn studio. Started seeing people fucking, etc. But she was like, okay, let me hear these guys out, and was told this is actually what you're gonna be doing, mm-hmm. but this is the money.
Mm.
And the money convinced them, oh, okay, I can do that.
Thank you.
So it was false advertising, but you took the job knowing what you're doing. Is that still human trafficking? And you still have freedom to go home, etc. Maybe there's a confidentiality thing that says you can't speak about your job. Remember there was that lodge owned by the Arabs in Limpopo where people sign NDAs.
Mm.
Right, to not speak about their jobs.
Mm.
Guess what?
They signed
if we
it
go
and
to
moved
the
on.
Sort of secret service, the president's protectors in South Africa, his bodyguards, you know that he can't sit here in an interview and tell us what happens.
Yep.
Because it's a matter of national security.
Yes.
So if these kids then go that side and they're offered these jobs and they are told, hey, there are no jobs in the hospitality industry at the moment. However, there is this job, and maybe that was the whole aim this whole time. The objective was to get them into making these drones. But they agree to the living conditions. They agree to making the drones. They agree to the salary. Maybe the hours are a bit long, and they're going to write to say the hours are long, but they can always sign out whenever they want to sign out and go home. Is that still human trafficking? Morality aside of they're making weapons because the gun that I own, the gun Mac owns, is made somewhere. The fucking, weapons our defense force buys, if they ever do, because we don't even have an aircraft at the moment. They're made somewhere.
Can I answer you?
Weapons are made somewhere.
Yeah.
That are used everywhere.
So it's not human trafficking if you've been told this is actually what you're going to do. Yes, it was falsely advertised. That's another issue on its own. But you agreeing to work in these conditions, if they've told you this is what actually has to happen, maybe they give an excuse, oh, the hospitality side is not currently available, but this is what we have available to, and you agree to it, fine, you've agreed. But as long as there's still an option of you can go home, now, if it does feel a bit trafficky.
Once you're captive, you're held captive, it's human traffic.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying it does feel, if now it's, you're going to do this, this is the instruction. So it's no longer this, then it's this. Then it does feel. But if there's an option of, otherwise you can still go home. If you're not happy with this, go home. Mm. But already we've lured you with, we've told you this is the amount you're going to get and you receive and you accept it. Then it's not human trafficking. But only if the option of you deciding, I want to go back home. That's when. You get what I mean?
Mm.
When you don't have the option of, can I decide to remove myself out of this and still get home safely?
Yeah, then, we can go on for days regarding this topic.
Yeah, but my thing is, the Alibuga, if they are taking kids to make drones, just fucking say. Because now you've gotten a whole lot of people in trouble because of there was a hidden agenda.
Mm.
You know, you advertised this thing as this. Because you're clearly not trafficking humans. There's nothing wrong with... what's the manufacturer of weapons? Danelle.
Also, my thing is...
Danelle's saying, we want people to come make AK-47s.
I get that, yeah.
It's, you know, that's not a crime.
Shots, what's this video? What do you want us to play? From Seoul, what video is this?
These were... Oh, so I went to this kid's TikTok and now her TikToks are all... Her TikToks are all gone.
Yeah.
Her TikToks are all deleted. Let me see. This... Yeah... No videos here. They deleted all their videos.
Why?
Because of the comments. So this is the video. Remember that tomboy girl?
Yes.
Who was saying she's in Russia and she said there's other South Africans. This is now apparently the other South Africans.
Okay.
Who are human trafficked.
For Cyan, justice for Monaka.
Justice for
Peace
Sprinkles.
Justice for who else? Zile. Justice for
Sima.
Yes, just for all the influencers. Guys, we're not being human trafficked. That's a lie. We are living life in Russia. We are enjoying our lives here. And if you ask me which country I'll choose between Russia and South Africa, I'm choosing Russia. It's safe here.
Guys.
Okay?
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, so why was this deleted from TikTok?
I don't know. Well, maybe because people in the comments were saying, fuck you, you are...
No, you see,
you are traffic.
This is the bullshit. You are
traffic. People who say that in the comments. I saw the comments.
Social media.
The comments were, hey, fuck you, you are traffic. And we're going to get your shit closed as well.
No.
What kind of funny people are closing their account?
No, fuck them. Why?
I don't know. Ask the people in the comments. So I think they face abuse in the comments, even in other videos.
This is the pull-me-down syndrome. You see, this is why people want to hold on.
Look who's getting emotional today.
We love it. We love it.
Look who's getting emotional.
Yeah, this is the pull-me-down syndrome. This is the pull-me-down syndrome.
No.
You're like, fuck you. You're like, she's like, fuck them.
No. Why?
Hey! Whose algorithm is this? Whose algorithm is this? Scroll up! No! Scroll up! Yo! Scroll up! No! Scroll up! No! Scroll up! Scroll up! Nigga, scroll up! Nigga, scroll up! Yeah! There it is! Who's that?
Is that a nude? Is that real?
Nah, man, that looks like AI or edited.
Is that real?
Nah, that doesn't look real.
AI.
You cake?
C-A-I-K.
You cake?
Why are you saying she's like bougie?
Oh, there's a video she says she did, the girls did cry to her. Oh, yeah, I think I saw that. Please play that. That's important too.
Which one?
Most of
is it
them
this one?
Happy, especially with the answers they had to give, you know, on camera. For example, maybe this lady, I had to ask, like, how is it in your accommodation? Like, is it comfortable? How are your roommates treating you? And that girl cried. Like, she was just not happy. She's like, oh, I have to say this, but I'm really not treated like this. So, we had to actually wait for so long for that girl to calm down so she can actually lie and say, no, everything is good. Everyone is kind here. I'm treated fairly, etc. Is it true that the rumors are circulating when you... have a disease or you get fall pregnant,
sure.
Like you kick
out. Yes, we get the picture.
Yeah, but I just, the Russians need to be honest, man. If they're hiring people to make drones, just say that you're hiring people to make drones and tell them they'll be well paid. They know the dangers of handling maybe it's some nuclear or whatever.
Can we also have an open mind
of it?
You know, moving into a different place. Obviously, yes, you might have certain ambitions and you want to for your career and this is what. But sometimes you find yourself, you're unhappy with just the location, you know, change of area, you're not happy. And I'm not downplaying maybe that person's experience. I'm just saying, let's say that girl who maybe expressed all of this, maybe it's just you're not getting along with the other girls. It's not necessarily that you are trafficked. It's yeah, just man. That you're unhappy with.
You can travel and be unhappy.
It doesn't meet my expectation. Maybe you thought of glitz and glam, and now it's like, no, you have a 9-to-5. You have to work.
Drones,
you have to. If it's drones.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. So it's. It just, there's a lot of factors with traveling. There's some places you go to and it's underwhelming. It's like, it's not as nice as I thought. Maybe Russia is just too cold. I'm not used to this kind of weather. So there's a lot of factors. And I think we need more information either than just, bring back our girls. People are trafficked. We need information.
Yeah,
and I think every individual, even the people who are out there like hammering on these influencers, they need to, instead of just hammering, but rather seek for more information. Now we as individuals, we need to look for information.
Yeah, no, we'll be on the lookout. It's a developing story. We'll check it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
But Nuka, anything else?
Yo, bro, the world is changing so crazy, you know? Mm. I never thought like the whole model of Checkers 60-60 would be like so big. You know that the recent results show that Checkers 60-60 is now almost equal in sales size to Spa and Pick and Pay's market value combined.
Wow.
The two global those are the two
crazy
juggernauts of the past.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Their market value, these guys' division of Checkers 60-60 is almost equal to their value in market value. How insane.
I can believe that. I can believe that.
Cause,
though,
yeah, because it's so convenient.
Yeah,
bro.
It is.
Even if it's like, I don't know, is it more expensive? Even if it is, bro, the convenience.
No, and it's just 35 rand that you have to pay.
Yeah, for delivery. And now they're getting a model. Even I know Takealot has got a model whereby you've got like a monthly, which I'm on.
Oh,
like a
100 rand, yeah.
30, 100 rand.
No, it's 100, it's 1999.
You get unlimited following day deliveries,
I've done that.
Normally would pay extra
yes,
for.
Yes, I've done
just,
that before.
Just so convenient,
very,
man.
Very, very.
Like,
in my hood, I'm always hearing that hooter. Doot, doot.
Yeah.
Like, I know it. Like, I'm like,
right?
Sometimes I'm like, did I order? Like, oh, no, it's not me.
You're like, order, comrade. Order. So that's insane, bro. The world is moving so fast. As much as, and it's so weird in South Africa because we still live in a world where there's a lot of people who still want to get paid cash, still want to deal with cash, still want to walk in, feel the product.
Oh, no.
But there's this different world as well that is so changing, and I found that so fascinating, bro.
Mm.
Wow, man. But it's good.
Yeah,
it means
man.
We're going to have maybe more competition, hopefully, in that space, and we get to benefit as consumers.
I just got introduced to Shein, man.
Shein.
Oh, bought my first clothes in Shein. Hey,
only
the thing
now.
Is addictive, man.
Oh, yeah. For you're going to love Shein,
man.
You're going to love Shein, dog.
I got these from Shein, bro.
I thought those are the latest drips.
No. I got this from Shein, bro.
Man.
I got some other shit. Hey, it's addictive.
They look
man.
Very like number three. Dope, man.
Yeah. And it's affordable.
It's affordable, right?
How much were the shoes?
Oh, this was like 250, 300.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was a car about David Lally. They're gonna write now.
Yo.
Remember, local guys. But hey, sometimes, bro, hey man, the things are cheap, bro.
Hey, it's so convenient.
Are cheap. Oh. Like,
I'm always begging
really
my husband
cheap.
To clear my cart. Like, baby.
Yes, I'm learning the cart thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Timu, yeah. Timu as well.
Baby,
yeah,
clear
bro.
My cart. He's like, hi. Next
I'm
week.
Hooked. Me, I like saving, bro.
Yeah, you'll get a whole
deal.
Thing, bro. You'll get a whole
yeah.
wardrobe for like
and a lot of things.
3,000 rand, a whole
for
wardrobe.
Kids. Mm. It could be even a book, something like just some random.
Yes, it's not just clothes, bro. On Timu, you can get like mirrors,
like a kitchen rack,
wall
like
mirrors.
For
yeah, you
a
can
kitchen.
Get a kitchen rack.
Mm.
You can get like a whole lot of stuff, like kitchen. You know what it's like, bro? Have you been to China City?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like walking into China City.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you find, literally, sometimes you find a mirror, right? That they make it a full mirror.
At home. It's 8,000.
At home. At home.
Yeah.
8,000, that mirror. You get it there for
900.
850 can negotiate down to 700.
And I can see myself.
Yo.
Yeah.
Life. As a black person, not as a Chinese person. As a black person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because a lot of the products, bro, we get from these retailers, they're all stock in China.
No, cheers to Shein.
And the team was directly from the factory.
No, cheers to Shein and the likes, man. We out here podcasting. Cheers.
China's. Bye.
Thank you.